Support for Internet Explorer ends November 30th. The UK will allow self-driving cars in 2021. How the Secret Service knows where you are and another fake call center fails to victimize Tucson residents. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Hello, Monsoon Tucson. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show. I am Aaron Moss, your host. Good to have you with us here every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KVOI 1030 The Voice and streaming live on YouTube on 1030 The Voice YouTube channel. Our open lines are 520-790-2040. Feel free to call in anytime with your comments and questions. On the show today, what to do after a scam. Phone scammers are still at work, socially hacking and using scare tactics. Who are the victims? Well, it's not just the elderly anymore, but sometimes our younger generations get caught up in these scams. A very nice young couple unfortunately were targeted when they purchased WebRoop antivirus software and called a fake call center. I had my recorder nearby and we were going to review how some of these scams work and how you can protect yourselves. First, before we get to that recording, some highlights of tech news this week. We can now say farewell to Internet Explorer altogether. The Internet browser series that started back in the 1990s has been rumored to have end of support for several years now, but now there's an official end date of support of November 30th, 2020, the end of updates in December of 2020. Microsoft continues to brag that its new browser, Microsoft Edge, can also do all the stuff that better than some of the other favorite browsers that are out there. Although many features of Microsoft Edge are based on the Chromium platform, which is what Google Chrome uses, it still has not hit the favorites of the general public. The end of support of Internet Explorer also includes the legacy extension on the Microsoft Edge browser. Similar with other products that have been discontinued for updates, this does not mean that Internet Explorer will no longer be available, but it'll be supported by third-party vendors such as myself, Computer Doctor of Tucson. The UK takes a leap into the future, allowing semi-autonomous cars on its roads in 2021. Although driver-assisted features on US cars have been around since 2017, there needs to be legislation governing fully automated cars. The big fear? When an accident happens, who is responsible? The driver or the manufacturer? Or could someone under the influence that's sitting behind the wheel blame the car if they collide with a pedestrian? The closest we've come to fully autonomous cars is semi-automation and driver assist features. Some of these features include adaptive cruise control, which matches the speed of the car in front of you, even if it speeds up, slows down, or completely stops. Also, lane keep assist feature, which keeps a vehicle centered in the lane by turning the steering wheel automatically as the lane turns. These features make the vehicle semi-autonomous, but not fully autonomous on the road. Fully autonomous cars may appear from time to time as test vehicles, but the full automation is still in the future. You might want to head over to your local dollar store to buy a flashlight, a confirmation of what many have suspected regarding Big Brother watching our internet footprint. Vice.com reports that the Secret Service purchased a software called LocateX, a product that uses location data logged from ordinary apps on your smartphone. It allows the top secret agency to buy information that it previously needed a warrant for. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection may also have access to this software. Think again if you want to try to remove these apps from your phone. They're in gaming apps, weather apps, even the flashlight apps. Everything we hold as ordinary now has an agenda. Where would we be without our fun and addictive apps? Just give up and behave as if the world is watching. I'd now like to play a two-part recording that took place on August 10th. A very nice couple was having trouble installing their new antivirus software. Thinking that they needed customer service, they did an Yahoo online search for customer service and got a fake call center, pretending to offer support, but the call center really just wanted to gain access to their computer to create a problem that they would later charge hundreds of dollars to fix. So I'd like to call this segment, What to Do After You're Hacked. Let's listen. I'm going to try to find everything that he was messing with. The first thing I'm going to look at is the browser history. And we're going to, when did this happen?
Five.
It was about 5 o'clock this afternoon,
yeah, like,
or so.
4:50 or something.
4:50. I was on the phone with him, and probably about half an hour or so later.
Yeah.
So right around there.
Okay. So we're gonna look at all the websites. Okay. I'm gonna say your biggest issue right here is doing searches on Yahoo. Yahoo is a terrible place to do searches because so many malicious things are come up in the searches. Using Yahoo. I really suggest that you start using Google. Google has a lot more securities.
Okay.
So it looks like that you went through, you got to the real WebRoot website. It looks like you were doing some things on WebRoot. Let me see here.
We were trying to log on to download the software that I purchased from Walmart, the digital download.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't get it in. It kept asking us for these special passwords.
Okay.
So we finally went to the help center, and that's where all this started.
That's when I sent like one of the instant messages asking for help, and they said, "Well, send us your name and your number, and we'll call you. We have a long wait or something."
I'm trying to find that website. This looks like it might be it here.
Yes.
The
online chat right there on the bottom right corner where it says "We are here." That's where I went. Yeah, that's it. That's what I was talking to.
All right, let's check this out here. Let's see. I'm going to pretend that I just want to confirm that this is where the breach happened.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
Say something to start a live chat.
Yeah, I came up with Kathy, too, when I was talking, and then that Indian guy is the one who called me.
Okay.
And when we told them that, why do we call the police, they basically hanged up on us.
Okay. So if this is where where the deception started, then everything after that is what I should look at. Let's see what happens here. So I do a lot of investigative stuff on them myself. I actually have two computers, one at my home office and one at my shop. I call them the Destroyer 1 and Destroyer 2. And what it is when they connect to it, it sends a message back to their computer, and it destroys it.
Oh, nice. I like it.
But you know what? You know, they specially design these programs so that it only works for people that truly are unaware of what it is. So if somebody like me trying to find them, they would immediately identify me as what's called a scam troller, which is somebody that goes out and finds the scammers, and we troll them, and we make all of their systems backfire. So that's what I try to do. I'm having trouble with WebRoot.
Yeah, this happened to my mom not too long ago, and they cleared her out of over $800 and stuff.
So I'm going to get them to give me
exactly what they did to me. May I have your name and phone number? And that's
I'm going to give them my number, and I'm going to destroy at least one computer tonight when they call me back, because I'm going to connect them to my computer that I have here. Oh, yep. See, may I have your name and phone number, just like you said. Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly what they asked me, and I gave them my name and my phone number, and they called me within like a minute. And
okay, they're probably going to start calling me like nonstop. So before I take their call, I'm going to look at some of these other sites that we were on.
Okay.
This is a legit website right here.
then they probably sent you over to GoToAssist. GoToAssist is a legitimate service, but people abuse it.
Okay.
GoToAssist, that's a support key. Okay. Did they get into your email?
We're not sure.
I don't know. After that, they hung up and we couldn't get back to them, and that's when everything just went blank. So.
Okay.
That's me calling back, canceling my credit cards.
Yeah, we canceled everything because we were just scared. What if we got our online, because we use online banking and stuff. And
Yeah.
I was like, let's just cancel them all and freeze them. And
okay. Yeah, you did the right thing. Oh, my goodness. Look at this. Look at this background. That's terrible. All right.
That's good. Kids was that one.
Yeah. Let's get you back to something normal. All right. Okay. Let's see what happened to your pictures. Let's see. Folder is empty. Let's see if they just
put them in. He went up there 3 times.
He went up into the recycle bin?
Yeah, 3 times. Mm-hmm. It's crazy how you guys can do all this.
I know.
That's scary.
Scary that people can just get into your...
Let's see how gone the photos really are. There might be some cached photos that might still be there.
Okay.
We're just checking.
Yeah, because we had a lot of the documents, papers, and all that.
You still have the documents?
We had documents. We had, like, all of our... Like, a lot of family photos.
I did save it on the disk drive just in case. But, I mean, I don't know what else he took out, you know what I mean?
I was just more worried about him getting, like, access to our emails and our bank accounts, because the kids have to use those for school to log into Zoom and everything. And and then, like, we do online banking and all that. So my husband pays his bills online. So
yeah,
I was worried about that.
Okay. They did not go to any banking websites. But I'm wondering if he copied any of browser cache that saves passwords.
Yeah, because he was trying to charge us $99 for 1 year.
And I
told him I couldn't afford the $99 because we just purchased that web root. That was the reason why we purchased it.
Yeah.
And he just wouldn't stop, you know what I mean?
I hope he didn't get into
it. What is your email? Do you use a Yahoo email address?
Yeah.
My husband, that GBR and WRR that you see right there where it says 7 unread. Okay. Mine is through Gmail.
Yours is through Gmail.
Yeah.
Can you sign into your Gmail right now, please?
We didn't know if we should change all of our email addresses, but we barely got, like, the kids all set up on their Zoom accounts this morning. And
mm-hmm. You see, when files are deleted, they're not truly deleted until they're overwritten. But they're given a designation for the computer to ignore it. This program that I'm putting in overrides the computer's being told what to do with files and will actually allow us to view things that are designated as being deleted.
I'm so glad we found you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting a 311 phone call right now. Hold on 1 second. Hello?
Yeah, hi, sir. This is Sam, and I'm calling you from the web root department.
Oh, okay. I'm on the other line. Can I call you right back?
Yes.
What number should I dial? Yeah, I think they're on to me. They hung up.
The 331 is the one that called me back too.
And
okay. And then I had a 339 number that called me too.
818 was part of them too.
And an 818 number was part of them too.
Okay. All right.
What was crazy, when I called them, they actually answered the phone.
That's all the pictures right there.
This looks like all the pictures?
That's birthday parties, the air show, everything.
Okay, this program works very, very well, but if you see at the bottom here, it says 1,800 files, 5.37 gigabytes.
Uh-huh.
It'll only allow us to do 2 gigabytes for free.
Okay.
So based on these names here, which ones do you know you definitely want to get back as soon as possible? And then the others will have to...
Don't get me wrong, but do you got to pay extra to get all of them or not?
Yeah, I think it's like $75 or something. But
I don't
want to put you guys in a bind this early in the game just yet.
Yeah, because
Are you sure you saved?
Yeah, I saved some of them. I can look it up.
Okay, five. Do you have a do you have a thumb drive, flash drive?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead and plug it in, please. Okay, these are some of the photos that it's pulling up right now.
You can delete those.
I don't even know what a lot of those
are.
Yeah,
I don't even recognize them. He was trying to get access to a webcam, but we don't have it on the desktop here.
Webcam.
Yeah, he was trying to open a webcam on us.
But we don't have a webcam on this computer.
Yeah, there's
no
webcam.
Okay, that's good to know. Okay. Well, you've already done everything with your bank. You've already, you said you've canceled everything and you're getting everything back, right?
Yeah, but
my question, when I canceled everything, you know, like they asked you, they're going to send you the new, like temporary, how you say it?
Temporary cards.
Yeah, so like it went through, but it went to my emails. I don't know if you noticed when I said the capital ones on my email.
Will our emails be secure?
Yes.
That's right. You know, they're so concerned about their email being secure. There was a part in the recording where we even talked about there was a scary background picture. It was a picture of an evil troll that was on their background. And when I had closed all the windows, man, these people really think about all these scare tactics. And they deleted all their photo, all their family pictures, and they probably loaded them onto their server and probably holding them ransom for them to pay to get those photos back. These are just very, very dirty tricks. Up next on the Computer Doctor Show, we're going to play the second half of What to Do After a Hack. We'll also try to take some of your calls on our open lines, 520-790-2040. You're listening to the Computer Doctor Show on KVOI 1030 Tucson. We'll be right back after this quick break. Stay tuned.
Solar is popping up all over town. Why? Because solar just makes sense. Say goodbye to expensive summer electricity bills. Call or text Julie Festerling at Icon Power, 520-307-1013. Avoid the new 7.9% price increase with the utility company. Call Julie at 520-307-1013. Icon Power will help you take control of your electric bill.
Perfect Look Photography is a photography business that serves individuals, families, wedding parties, children's parties, quinceañeras, and family reunions. We also do headshots for actors and model portfolios. We photograph all types of events in Tucson and communities in Pima and Santa Cruz counties. In addition, we provide more types of photos than any photographer in Tucson, including green screen, art photography, montages, and DVD slideshows. We provide great photos at great prices. For more information or to get a quote, please call 499-4209.
Ugly Goose Car Rental is new in Tucson, providing a low-cost auto rental alternative for just $100 per week. The only catch? The cars are ugly, but very safe and reliable to get you to work, school, shopping, and all your important appointments. To reserve your $100 a week car rental, call Ugly Goose Car Rental at 520-261-0439. Again, 520-261-0439.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show. We're listening to a recording of what you can do if you believe that you were hacked. Let's continue now to part two of this segment, then we'll talk about it.
Did you change your passwords? Change your email passwords.
Okay.
Both of you.
Okay. Should we change the kids' passwords too? Because
do they have email?
We're logged in on Google too. I'm not sure 100%, but...
Yeah, all of your passwords should change. Okay, you don't have Chrome, so...
Firefox.
Okay, so if you just have Firefox...
Change the password on...
What was the message... Okay, what was the message that you said that you got from your bank?
We actually can't get through to the bank until tomorrow. He did all of his, like, Capital One cards and...
Okay. Did you get any strange emails from your banks since 5 o'clock?
No, not yet.
Nothing.
No.
Okay. All right. That's actually a good sign. So the things that we're doing right now are kind of like just in case, kind of like backup.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the most... I'm wondering... Did you have any files on your computer that had your like your Social Security number on it or anything?
No.
No.
Like old taxes, maybe?
No.
No? Okay.
We go and do those at the H&R Block and everything.
Okay.
Because I always do online shopping from like Amazon. Okay. Capital, I make my payments on Capital One here.
I don't think that they got anything.
Nice.
Because the only websites that they were at, because the, what was this? The this is the history of what happened today, right?
Okay.
So you were into Webroot, okay? What is this fast support? What is that?
That's where he told me to log into at first.
Okay, I'm wondering where this is. Okay, so this...
So that he could have access to the computer, I guess.
This was probably the spot where he got in. That was the bad site, or the first site that they got, that they directed you to.
Yeah, fast support was the first one.
Webroot identity portal. Okay, that, where was that other one that we were at?
Webroot
antivirus. Right. This is the point of entry right here. So everything beyond this, none of this, they could have gotten anything from these emails or from these websites from here. Because you went back to the Webroot software website. This is legit. Any desk is legit. Photos legit. Yeah, that was... The order is a little bit mixed up, but everything from today, I see no banks on here, no eBay, no Amazon, no none of those things that we were interested about, no credit card websites, no websites having to do with purchasing cash cards or online things. I really don't think that they got anything that's going to really mess you up too bad.
Okay.
They went in and made some changes to your background. They didn't change your login password. Let me see. I'm going to go in here and just for recovery. Just in case they try to pull something, I would recommend you have a recovery option here that would date you back to the 3rd. It's not going to bring your files back, but any settings that they changed are going to revert back to August 3rd.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
I would do that just as an extra level of...
Yeah, you recommend this.
I would recommend that at this point.
So we have to cut that short, but you get the idea. This call demonstrates what a scary ordeal dealing with a scammer can be. And, you know, you start to question everything. The scammer didn't get the credit card or banking information, thank goodness, in this case. But here's what you need to know to protect yourself. Most modern scams work with what is called social hacking. In other words, it's easier to hack a person than a computer. The same way that a thief would find the weakest point of entry to maybe do a break-in, the weakest point of entry for a computer is the user. Now, that's the scary part. Now, it's not really, there's not really any secure program or system out there that can prevent all breaches from happening. There are programs that are designed to help after a breach has happened. But in order to get your files back, to restore the computer back to the way it was, like a few days prior to that, or even there could even be advisors that can tell you how to conduct your everyday computing. But most of these hacks play on the fear and curiosity and feelings that a computer does not have, but only the user. Windows 10 does have an excellent system for protection already built in called Windows Defender. I strongly suggest that everybody use that. In the event that you're using something pre-Windows 10, you might want to get some other third-party protection. But if you're using Windows 10 or anything beyond Windows 10, Windows Defender actually does a very, very good job. And it's not perfect, but nothing is. It does have its vulnerabilities. By the way, this scam that happened was not really from the real Webroot company. But another thing that you can do is even go to DuckDuckGo website for your search engines. Well, we would like to thank our awesome sponsors, Icon Power, Perfect Look Photography, and Ugly Goose Car Rental. Please do business with them. They are local and help keep this show on the air. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Listen to the Computer Doctor Show every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KVOI 1030 The Voice. And we want you to keep safe and enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.